So, I missed yesterday because I completely forgot, if I'm to be completely honest. Ended up being a little bit busier than I was anticipating. And nothing particularly noteworthy. Although, yeah, again, I was able to start tackling a lot of the project work that we're working on, which is really great. So it was a pretty early start with Sterling, and Beck ended up taking him down to see Holly at a coffee van, just to kind of get him to go back to sleep, just because he was fighting it hard. And then while Beck was out, Lexi was awake, and so she came and joined me in bed, and it was really nice just to snuggle and chat. And she's always the first one awake, so every now and then we get maybe probably 15, 20 minutes of just some one-on-one time together, which is always really special. So we did that. And then just kind of the day went underway. I realized that, like I was saying last week, how there was this real, on the back of being disciplined with, food and or lack thereof, I noticed that there was a lot of improvements just around all the other auxiliary parts of life, around business and around our personal environment and the house and what have you. So I kind of let those lapse with my focus on the business. So there are a few things I was like, you know what, I'm not going to let that just finish there. So for instance, the girls' cart for their business, I focused on that, making sure that I was getting that finished, which was really great. And then Beck took the kids out, and I was able to tackle the day. So I was able to we had to sort out a few things with NAB, so we sorted out that just kind of the last parts of the migration from Banks to NAB, which is good. And then just getting a few things in order around the post fast. So today was the last, oh sorry, yesterday was the last day of the fast. And I want to try and eliminate as many carbs as possible, understanding that obviously we do need carbs and everything else to function, and there's going to be a lot of micronutrients going to have to add in and all that, and that's not lost on me. But predominantly just a heavy meat diet. So I had a catch up with Nero, who's this mindset coach I work with, and he did raise a really good point. He was like, predominantly meat is acidic, and you don't really want to have a high acidic diet. Humans function best when they've got a high alkaline diet, which lends itself to things like your fruits, fresh vegetables, things that are alive and everything else. So I kind of, I guess, adjusted a bit of my expectations. A friend of mine, Ben, for those who are familiar with Ben down in Esperance, he is a bit of a machine when it comes to anything related to health. And he's a big advocate for high antioxidant berries and fruits and the like. So that kind of aligns. And again, like with respect to alkalinity, is ensuring that you're not pumping your body full of acids, really, because it just kind of affects everything. So I guess that was in alignment there. And ultimately, it's just more being conscious of the foods that are going in my mouth rather than anything specific, And if we're going to be running a calorie deficit, then obviously, then that's a thing. But yeah, then speaking to a mate of ours who's a former, you are yes, in a past life used to play professional golf. So he's a former athlete. And the man is an athlete, and so speaking with him around training with him, and he's pretty keen for that, which is really cool. So what I am gonna do though is I am gonna get my bloods done, and I'm gonna get a microbiome test, gut microbiome test, sorry. Just to kind of just see where we're at, what where we're deficient, what needs improvement, and go from there. So we're going to get that started, which is really cool. And tonight we have gone and got a roast and a few different sausages and some lamb chops and stuff for dinner, which is going to be so good. I'm very, very, very much looking forward to that. So, yes, I mean, ultimately, it's just about if we're going to continue to lose weight. I mean, there's plenty of ways to lose it. But obviously, you know, with the vasectomy coming up tomorrow, and unfortunately the fast finishing yesterday, well, I'm just going to speak in yesterday as though it's today, the fast finishing tonight, I don't want to just like gain back all the weight I've lost. I know that's a concern. You know, and typically, you know, pretty strict diets and strict regimes kind of result in something being effective for a little while, but then you just bounce back to the former habits. And this is something that we discussed with Nero around that, is that don't particularly have an elastic band, but let's just say that, you know, this is your baseline here, you know, and so you want to stretch. And after a little while, if there's no particular meaning or purpose behind it, you come back to your baseline. But really what you want to do is stretch, not move from this, and then let your baseline catch up, and then stretch and let your baseline catch up. And you know when your baseline's caught up because you, irrespective of whether you're making the gains you want to or not, your behaviors don't change. And so with, you know, I guess with respect to, you know, movement and fitness and diet and everything else, is that like I'll know when the standard has changed properly, when I'm not losing the weight that I'm anticipating losing, let's say, or gaining the muscle I'm anticipating gaining, and my behaviors don't stop changing. You know, my discipline in that isn't dependent on the outcome. The discipline is dependent on the act of following through. So, yeah, so that's that. Vasectomy tomorrow, that feels funny. Yeah. That'd be cool. I think one of the things that I am looking forward to is looking forward to enjoying the sensation of hunger. You know, I think that over a 7-day fast, you get really used to having this like low resolution pang in the back of your mind, but it's not anything that's in the forefront anymore. It's become part of the day to day, you know, and I find that the first probably 3 or 4 days is the hardest. And then after that, it gets really easy. And it's just there. It's like an ache that you've got, but it doesn't really stop you from doing anything. And the other thing, man, like I did not need a single nap the entire time. Like prior to that, dude, I was just always knackered, just always like needing naps and shit like that. And I just didn't need a single nap. And it wasn't until I was probably 4 or 5 days in, maybe, I don't even know when I really realized that was something, you know? So that was quite cool. But yeah, so that's cool. Now, the other thing that happened as well was I was able to get on the phone with Stuart Cook from Zimbreros. And I mean, ultimately, my question was around, like, okay, like, with respect to scalability and growing the business how I want to grow it, how do I implement the right systems? What should I be focusing on? And all these sorts of things. And I mean, as soon as I got talking with him, man, I just like, it's amazing when you meet people that operate at a different league, you know. So he's been heavily involved with obviously the scalability of Zimbreros and Fitstop and, you know, these other companies where it's just, you know, they've got runs on the board and the man certainly knows what he's doing. So, you know, he was telling us just the day before he delivered a presentation to people around corporate governance and when's the right time to have elect a board and all these sorts of things. I'm like, boy, it's way beyond me. And so it was really I almost felt like I was wasting his time, you know. But I guess a vote of confidence was that And a lot of things, I think this is like any sort of conversation, is like at the start, you know, someone who's a lot further ahead than someone else is going to be trying to vet them and work out, you know, where are you at? And so there are a lot of things he's talking around, like vision and, you know, making sure people get buy-in, and asked him about open book management. And he was like, I think it's the only way to go. And, you know, so all these different things. And I was going, okay, well, that's cool. And a lot of the things he said were not to diminish the value of the conversation, not at all. But a lot of the things that he mentioned were very, I would say, like almost elementary, being that he's just trying to get an idea of where we're at, you know. I mean, and ultimately, like, dude, I don't really even know how, I don't know what I don't know, and I don't know the questions I need to ask to be able to, like, I guess, get the most value out of someone who's that far ahead. And maybe I'm trying to have a conversation with people that are too far ahead, or maybe that doesn't exist. But anyway, what I was going to say was, one of the things that was a bit of a vote of confidence was at the end, he was like, you know, we spoke for half hour and he's like, mate, listen, I got to run, but, you know, get in touch with my assistant. We'll organize a time next week to catch up. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So he was keen to at least continue this conversation. So I'll catch up with him next week again. And, I'll certainly be a bit more. I thought I was prepared and I was not prepared. I had a whole list of questions. We didn't even bother getting to them, hey? So, yeah. But around, like, obviously the biggest thing, one of the things I said to him was, like, whenever I'm building systems, I build them with multiple sites in mind. And ask him, like, you know, am I wasting my time? Or, because, like, you know, I don't know how to, obviously, we've got one location. Should I just build the systems for that location, or should I build systems with, you know, multiple locations in mind? And he was just like, well, how big do you want to get? And you know, that's a good question. Like, I just love the game. I love the game. And so to me, it's more of a bit of an experiment to see how far we can go rather than a specific number, you know? So, I mean, then the next, I guess, milestone for us is to have 5 locations, you know, but do I think we could get to probably like 100 plus? Yeah, I reckon. Yeah, who knows? We'll see what happens, though. So, yeah, so that was good. So that was really cool. And then, so I had a chat with Stuart. And then after that, just got everything ready for dinner, I guess. Yeah, and just tidied up the last little bits for work and had the best roast. But you know what? The amount of times I pull the roast out and I wanted to eat some, but to my credit, stayed strong. I was proud of that. So that was really cool. I didn't eat until I was ready, until like everything was ready and we were ready to eat. So that was really cool. And yeah. So it's awesome. And that was that.